Boys and girls, in this third chapter of Proverbs, I want to leave with you verse 3. Proverbs is addressed to a son, and this is one of the verses that the father gives to his son. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Mercy and truth. Now, mercy is kindness. Faithful kindness, genuine kindness, even covenantal kindness, kindness that doesn't change, a kindness like Christ's. And truth is the opposite of lies. Truth is the word of truth that you speak. You're not telling lies, but you're telling truth. And these words are often found together in the Bible, mercy and truth. God has mercy and truth. And whenever it says, bind it about your neck, that's like a necklace. So maybe your mummy has a necklace, maybe a wee locket, and she'd keep maybe a picture in it of you, of the children, something precious, something that you hold dear to your heart and life, and you want to have it about you and to always be remembering those that you love. And so your mummy might wear a necklace in that way to remember you and to show and testify that she loves you, a locket, a necklace. God says that we are to make a necklace, a locket of mercy and truth. That they're to be dear to us. That they're to be close to our heart. That we are to be thinking about them all the time and they become part of us. Mercy and truth. And not only make a necklace of them, but to write them on the tables of our heart, it says in the verse. You've heard of a tablet. We get a tablet nowadays. It's an electronic device, but you can write on it. You can write on your tablet. But in olden times, they had slate tablets, they had other tablets, and they could write on them, and then they could rub it out, and they could write again, all the time on the tablet. The Lord wants us to write on the tablet of our hearts, mercy and truth. These two things. He wants us to write the mercy and truth of God, because we need that. We need his mercy, because we're such sinners. And we always have it through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we must never forget that. We're always able to get mercy. We're always able to experience mercy because of the Lord Jesus. So write it on your heart. Don't let the devil say otherwise. Don't let the devil say there's no mercy for you. There is. There's mercy. And there's also truth. He gives us his holy word. He gives us precious things from his mouth and from his lips. They're not lies. They're promises. And we can write his word on our hearts. And we can wear it about our neck like a necklace and something to keep, something to remember, something that to hold dear to us. So God's mercy and God's truth we should tie about our necks and write upon our hearts. But also our own mercy and truth. For we should have mercy and truth as well. Remember to be merciful and remember to be truthful all the time. You have to be merciful to people that you meet. You have to be kind. You have to be truthful. You have to be honest. Because it's tied around your neck. It's written on your heart as well. So whenever you deal with people, whenever you deal with others, merciful kindness and truthfulness with others, with your neighbours, and with those who are about you. So this is a very wise verse. And I trust that you'll memorise it and that the Lord will write it on your heart and it'll be useful for you in days to come. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank thee again for the children. May thy word get into their hearts. May the seeds just drop in, the divine truth and the power of the Holy Spirit. May it be changing and transforming for them and saving especially for them. May they all be saved and may they all know thy mercy and experience it. And may they all be like Jesus, merciful and kind. And not only the children, but us adults too. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.